Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Platinum Carpet Cleaning?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. My name is Charmaine. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings. Is that you by chance?
What is?
Basically the one who handles the marketing or any advertising decisions.
Well, I'm the owner.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, my name is Charmaine, and I'm with Local Splash, and that's what I wanted to talk with you about today, actually. I wanted to talk about listing your business on the first page of Google for the local map section. Does that sound familiar?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know what Google is.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, what were you about to say, sir?
Nothing. I guess it really just kind of matters the pricing or what you guys are offering.
Of course, yeah. Let me pull that up for you because it will depend on a few things, like how far are you going to travel for new customers?
Well, I prefer, I mean, Las Vegas pretty much, I'm in the center, so really like up to maybe 25 miles, nothing too crazy.
Okay, it's up just, to 25 miles.
That's expensive, so. I mean, I go to Boulder City, I go to Pahrump, but that's when I charge like an extra $100 on top of, my pricing just because of gas or whatnot. But generally, I prefer to stay within 25 miles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, definitely, I understand. I'll just put that down here that you will charge extra for going further out than 25, because you're right, gas is expensive and that matters, of course, and it will also depend on the job, right? Are you targeting residential work, commercial work, or both?
Well, I prefer residential, but I do commercial.
Mm-hmm. Residential, perfect. Great.
I'm willing to do any job as long as it pays.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, commercial more. But residential, it's small, it's personable, and I actually do make a good amount of money because of pet urine and all the extra stuff that the customers need. So generally, my pricing is higher on commercial, but there's no wiggling, you know what I mean? It's just a standard pricing.
I understand. Okay. And how long has the business been running now?
17 years.
Wow, that's a really long time. And are you the sole owner, or do you have a partner?
By this year, I'll be at 18 years, so not too much longer. But no, I never. It's always been me. I mean, I've been doing this 28, 29 years. I just was very good at what I do. Notice I was making all these other big companies a lot of money. And I stacked up a lot of money and took a risk. First 2 years, I almost sold it because all my savings was depleted and I didn't see like myself going anywhere. It was very difficult spending so much on marketing. But I have a lot of family that own businesses, and we all sat down and they said, Rich, when you own a business, you got to get through the first 5 years. And literally a couple months later, I've never looked back and started making profits. So this pandemic, the last 3 years, whatnot, has killed my business. It has gone slower. But I stopped marketing. I had over 4,000 customers. It was great. I was making crazy money. And then the pandemic, everybody got scared, and it's been a little tough lately, and I've actually been thinking about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you got to continue having new customers, everybody moves out of Las Vegas, and it's happening in their lives, so I was actually thinking about marketing again. Mm-hmm. I end up going to Thumbtack, which is a California marketing company, and I was killing it. They were reasonable on pricing. And I mean, the profit margin was like 200%. And then they started raising their prices. And then they started charging before.
Mm-hmm.
And that just stopped. But to me, I think now I should have just kept going. Because once again, even though they charged more, they added at least an extra 5 jobs a week, and the profit margin was amazing. So that's why I said, I think you need to start talking to the professionals and let them market again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good that you tried Thumbtack and it worked out, so at least you can see that there is a market. And you're probably right, they just got scared during the pandemic, but it's good that you're back on your feet. I'm glad it's working out well for you, and it seems like it's really the right timing. I'm sorry, I completely forgot to ask, but what is your first name, sir?
My name's Rich.
Rich, nice to meet you. I'm actually, I really enjoyed listening to your story. It's very inspiring. So what I wanted to mention is, because your business has been running for 18 years now, we have what we call an established business rate that could get, or that could reduce the pricing for you. So I'm getting that down. I'm getting that requested from my pricing director, since you already see the value in your business being listed online. What I do want to mention is, what we do, or how we do it at Local Splash, is we work exclusively with one industry per area, which means that if we are going to work with you, we're not going to work with anyone else who does what you do within your territory, to make sure that you also maximize the exposure and the phone calls that come your way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, perfect. Great. I'm grabbing my pricing director. His name's Joey, to give us that accurate number now. So if you want to take the listing today, then at least you have all the information you need. Give me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for holding. Rich?
Yes.